800 AM and 94.9 FM KINY Juneau.
From the Alaska Airlines Studio.
Local first. Now, News of the North.
From the capital city, I'm Jazz Garrett. Rachel Roy, the executive director of the Greater Sitka Chamber of Commerce, talked with News of the North about the recipients for the COSEC CAP, Business of the Year, and the New Business of the Year awards. But first, Roy explains the mission of the Sitka Chamber.
The Sitka Chamber is a nonprofit organization with our goal to promote, support, and facilitate commerce and economic growth in the community of Sitka. And we celebrated our 120th year of being the chamber. We were actually the first chamber in the state of Alaska.
The annual awards gala, Awards in Wonderland, was held at the Harrigan Centennial Hall on February 24th. This is who got awarded Business of the Year.
Our Business of the Year recipient, which is Our Town Catering. Edith Johnson is the executive chef and owner, and she is just phenomenal. She put together a themed dinner where we had a tea party, essence, Alice in Wonderland themed food, including, you know, deviled eggs and tea sandwiches and stuffed mushrooms. And then we had a beautiful dinner to follow that. That was really fun to be able to have her, see her magic, eat her amazing food.
And a new Business of the Year award to recognize a business that has integrated itself quickly into the Sitka community.
This year we gave that award to Sitka Nuts, and they are a nut roasting company that is located. They've been in a kind of a pop-up out at our Sitka Sound Cruise Terminal. They will have a permanent footprint out there this coming season. They're also doing nut boxes, which are going to be for delivery. You can get them in the mail, but it's delicious roasted nuts, Bavarian roasted nuts. And they make that place smell amazing, for one, but they are really involved in the community. Their owner is getting ready to retire from the Coast Guard and really wants to establish himself in our community, and really has already since starting the business just last year.
And this is who was awarded the prestigious COSEC CAP Award.
Fred Reeder just retired from his extensive time working in the business community in Sitka. He, prior to working at Cruise Line Agencies Alaska, he was a business owner and has always been involved. He was the school board president. He was our mayor at one point. And so he's always led in and been involved in our community. He spent 30 years representing Sitka as our port manager for Cruise Line Agencies of Alaska. And his positive attitude, and there's never a problem that he won't step up and take care of.
Roy says that he shows the true Sitka hospitality, and his daughter, Holly Meyer, gifted him the award. And the Sitka Chamber also recognizes their community heroes every year.
This year we chose the Sitka's Elks Lodge 1662, and they are just this awesome group of individuals that come together to raise money to help support the community. They bring all sorts of really important things to the community, including, they do a backpack program and snacks at the beginning of the school year so that people, all the students, have what they need.
Five-time Iditarod champion Dallas Seavey's path to a possible record-breaking sixth title just got a little longer. Officials with the Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race on Wednesday issued a 2-hour time penalty to him for not properly gutting a moose he killed in this year's race after the moose got tangled up with his dog team. One dog was injured. Rules state that when a musher kills a big game animal, they must properly gut it. However, a 3-person panel found that CV only stayed at the kill site for 10 minutes before moving on. They have added the 2-hour penalty to his mandatory 24-hour layover, which every musher must take in the race across the Alaska wilderness. Coming up, the City and Borough of Sitka is starting construction for the Terminal Expansion and Renovation Project at Sitka Rocky Gutierrez Airport. That story next when Local First News continues. Welcome back to Local First News. I'm Jazz Garrett. The city and borough of Sitka is starting construction for the long-awaited terminal expansion and renovation project at Sitka Rocky Gutierrez Airport. This transformative project aims to address the long-standing challenges faced by passengers and airport operations due to the outdated infrastructure of the current terminal building. Travelers will experience minimal disruptions during Phase 1, now through the end of the summer. This fall, travelers can expect all flights to be ground-loaded. There may be more noticeable impacts in Phase 2, which will begin in the spring of next year. The existing terminal suffers from several deficiencies, Sitka Airport Terminal Manager Joseph Bea says. Phase 1 of the project, the expansion phase, will focus on constructing a new two-story addition on the southeast side of the terminal.
The main one that people are going to notice is that the holding room, the stair area after they go through screening at TSA, it was really tight. It was a situation where we'd have 2-3 flights waiting in this little area. People were having to stand to give up their seats, so we're expanding that space, the lounge area that's past TSA, the sterile area, by about 5 times. How we're doing that is we're making a second-story addition onto the south side of the terminal. And you're going to go through TSA on the first floor, up the escalator, and that's going to put you in the new lounge that's about 5 times as big. And that's going to be where you wait.
Phase 2, the remodel and curbside phase, will involve the renovation of the existing terminal to accommodate TSA baggage screening, expanding the baggage claim area, and creating new entrances and exits to alleviate congestion. Additionally, a new canopy will be installed along the entire length of the building. The total project cost is estimated at $40 million, with the majority sourced from TSA and FAA grant funds, supplemented by a $4 million local match. Bea adds that there is an option for the public to provide feedback on SitkaAirportDesigns.net.
Vote on the art that is currently here in the terminal that they want to see to the new space. So we want to make sure that all the art that people want to see from the old terminal are going to be located in the terminal where they want to see them. Do they want to see them at the baggage or in the sterile area, waiting lounge upstairs?
Daylight saving time begins on Sunday, meaning most people's clocks will spring ahead 1 hour. It's a tough time for parents with young kids who can struggle with the time change. ABC News medical correspondent Dr. Darian Sutton with tips on getting the kiddos to bed.
It's about, number one, making sure that you have sleep hygiene together, making sure that their room is quiet, making sure that their room is dark. And if you use a noise machine, keeping the volume low and at a distance away from the bed. Also, making sure that you understand how much sleep children actually need. For children under the age of 12, at least 9 hours. For under the age of 5, at least 10 hours. Of course, avoiding sugar. And most importantly, avoiding the screens.
Additionally, Capital City Fire Rescue would like to remind everyone that when you change your clocks, take a look around your home and give some attention to other fire and life safety equipment that you have. If you are lacking smoke alarms or fire extinguishers, then make some time to stop by a hardware store and invest in the safety of yourself and your family. You're up to date with Local First News. I'm Jazz Garrett.